Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
AKA Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, May the 10th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we have another important topic scheduled for you today as we lead into the series that starts on Monday or Moonday, which is how to be the ark. Not how to build the ark, even though building is a part of being, but we want to focus on how to be. Being is a mental disposition. Today, my brothers, we want to talk about who you should be being, what you should be doing, and what you should be having. Now, I know today is Mother's Day, so shout out to all the mothers out there, even though I don't. I lost my mother at a very early age, and I've had some very, 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 very powerful women step into my life and be very instrumental. But like everything, Mother's Day has a pagan foundation or root. But again, we should honor our mothers every day. So today's message is no different. It has the esoteric, metaphysical, spiritual foundation. There is a vibrational or frequency-based structure, that foundation, or that is the foundation for who you should be. Now, today's message is specifically for the members of my Eagles Club or the Eagles Group, because one of the things that I find out as members come and go of any organization, no company, no business, no religion, no spirituality is any good without a foundation, without a mission, without a dream, without a vision statement. The foundation of any good organization is found in its mission. And so if you are a member of any organization and you don't know the mission, if you cannot state the mission statement of that organization, you are in deep kimchi. And so it's no different with my organization or any organization. Same thing with Yahushua's organization. With the Christ organization, the mission statement was changed. Let me say that again. The reason that we're in the pickle that we're in is because the mission statement was changed by the powers that be. You say, well, Brother Will, what do you mean? Well, if you look at what was going on, when Constantine, when the Romans conquered Jerusalem or Israel, shortly before the time of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, they set up a puppet regime in Israel called the Pharisees. Now, brothers and sisters, again, I talk about this in a lot of my books and a lot of my shows. If you don't understand, I just posted on my Facebook page this morning. One of the most profound things is that the one thing men learn from history is that men don't learn from history. Let me overstand. The one thing that I have learned from history is that nobody has learned anything from history. Nobody reads history. I'm a history buff. So before I try to change others, I first focused on changing myself. Let me say that again. Before I put any emphasis, before I started any organization, I joined an organization. I found somebody to help me change myself. So what should you be doing? Number one, you should follow a system until, number two, you can create your own. Let me say that again. Number one, you should follow a system until, number two, you can follow your own. Jesus Christ himself says he took 12 men and he made them disciples. He says to deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow me. So my organization is no different. For the members of my Eagles Club, I have a foundational structure that's available at my website at masterteacher33.com. Everybody that's a part of the Eagles Club should have already read, went to masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says Dream, Vision, Mission Statement, and read it. It's a cookie blower. It's pretty simple. But let's be more specific. Let's say, and I'm talking about my organization as an example, but any organization, what should you do every morning when you wake up? Everybody that's a part of my organization should do the exact same thing that I do every morning when I wake up. Everybody that's a part of the Morningstar Administration should do the exact same thing that Yahushua does when he wakes up every morning. So my organization is the microcosm of the macrocosm. And so what does Yahushua do? Well, Yahushua maintains a mindset. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So before you do, you got to be. But most of all, I know they don't be. They're focused on doing stuff. They're not interested in being stuff. You have to maintain a being statement, a being disposition. So I know what Yahushua did. Yahushua said, I'm here to do the will of my Father. So that's what I do. Every morning I wake up, I do the will of my Father. Let me ask you the question, brother. Let me ask you the question, sister. Whose will are you fulfilling today? And so on a big scale, I am a little Yahushua. He's my elder brother. So whenever I wake up in the morning, I don't know what to do. I go read my owner's manual called the Bible. And in it, it tells me exactly what to do step by step. Okay, I'm pissed off, but it says, okay, be angry, sin not. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be angry. I'm not going to try to squash it. I'm not going to try to hide it. I'm not going to try to act like it doesn't exist. So I'm going to do exactly what it says. Okay, man, I got money problems. I'm going to say, what does it say in there, money problems? Okay, it says that I've been young and I've been old. I'm just making this up, by the way, but it's actually scripture. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And then I'm kind of stressed out, but it says in the book, it says, why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? Do you know that you cannot add one cubit to your situation by worrying? Then it says, notice the lilies of the fields. Notice the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap, but I take care of them. So I do what the book says. I don't worry. Then I read the book. In the book it says, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what the book says. So that's my owner's manual. So every day I wake up, I do what's in the book. Pretty simple. That's why it's so hard. So let me ask you a question, brothers. Let me ask you a question, sisters. If you're a member of my organization and you've never read my first book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, you're wasting your time. You're not a member of my organization. There's no way you can be a member of an organization and you don't even know what the owner of the organization is about. So I wrote that book 20 years ago. The first thing, number one, if you're a member of my organization, you need to read The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Number two, which I've emailed to everybody for free, by the way. Number two, you need to read Dare to Be You. In that book, it explains why I do number three, Dear Kinnear Reports, which leads me to number four, 30 Steps in 30 Days. Everybody that's a part of my organization should have already done those 3 years ago, those four steps. But I got members who've never done it. But then they wake up and then they ask me, Doc, what do I do? What should I be doing? Well, I already wrote it down. So do I get up in the morning, do I ask Jesus, or do I pray to the Father, Father, what should I do? No. I already know what to do. He wrote in the book, and he said, it is finished. So anything I need to know about the Father, I didn't have to spend time in my closet. I spend time giving him praise, giving him worship, and thanking him for what he's already done, what y'all doing. Most of what I know, they're asking for stuff. I don't ask for stuff. I go get stuff. How do I get stuff? I be stuff. How do I be stuff? I maintain the mental disposition of what I want to be. How do I do that? I put a picture in my head of whose I am and who I am. Period. That's it. It is so simple, it's complex. It is so simple, it's mind-blowing. Show me a rich man. I've never, ever met a rich man with no dream. I've never met a rich man that just stumbled upon riches. If he did, he didn't hang on to it very long. They win the lottery. You ever seen that? You can go to Google right now or YouTube and type in lottery winners, the history of lottery winners. If they wasn't rich before they got the lottery, I don't care how much money you give them, they're going to be poor. Because being poor is a mindset. It has nothing to do with money. Being priestly is a mindset. It has nothing to do with morality. Being a part of an organization is a mindset. It has nothing to do with dues and membership. It's a mindset, brother. It's a mindset, sister. So the powers that be know that. So guess what they did? The Babylonians, the Chaldeans, they got together and they formed the Babylonian banking system, the Babylonian law system. And they basically put in a puppet system. They combined with the Roman Catholicism to deceive, to confuse, to plunder, and to enslave. So the real Jews ain't Jews. The real Israelites ain't they're not Israelites. This happened before Yahushua came on the scene, by the way. Now, I break this down all inside of my book, The Twin Christ. So what you have right now, brothers and sisters, you have a fraction. You have a watered down. You got a special interest group. You don't have the true, authentic religion. That's why they nailed Yahushua to the cross, because he came to expose. Why did he tell the scribes and Pharisees that you are not, that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do? They told him, Yahushua, our father is of Abraham. Yahushua told them, yeah, if we had the same father, my father is from Abraham, and we had the same father, you would be trying to kill me. So there's members of my organization, and they are mentally trying to kill me because they're not members of my organization. Because if you are a member of any organization, that means that you base and you have an understanding of the belief system of that organization. That's any organization. You got a job. You go, you know, the first thing I wanted when I started working at USAA, one thing that I respect about that company is because the CEO was a retired four-star general. He would walk the halls of that company, and he would stop you and ask you, what's the mission statement? If you could not recite the mission statement, you got escorted out of the building. You know, USAA is one of the biggest and the best. You know, they got more money in reserve than most insurance companies make. It is the most, it's the best run insurance company on the planet, bar none. Don't believe me? Do the research. Check it out. Now, when I was a member of that organization, when I got into leadership, I learned a little something about leadership. See, but before that, I was a Marine. And so, no disrespect to none of the other branches, the Marine Corps is the only branch of service that does not require an act of Congress to go to combat. The Marine Corps is called the President's Own because the President sends the Marines. You know, Marines are all over the country right now as we speak, and you don't have a Congress don't even know where the Marines are at. So the Marine Corps is a totally separate, totally different branch. Our motto was simplify, always faithful. In Marine Corps, it was either, we had one motto. Every time we sung, every time we marched, everything we did in the Marine Corps was do or die. Let me make sure that y'all understand what I'm saying. Because there's a lot of people playing church. A lot of people, you know, like they like fluff. They want to just be a part of something. See, I'm wired a little different. I've been told that I'm an extremist. So when I go on my exercise routine, I don't have no 30-day program. I achieve my exercise goals usually in a week or less. See, the Marine Corps, we get dropped off behind enemy lines, and we're a fire team. That's five members take on 500. In the Marine Corps, you got to take out five. Every member in the Marine Corps, usually you got 100 men you're accountable to. 100. So you go into battle knowing that you are outnumbered 100 to 1. You are expected and you are trained to take out 100 people by yourself. You don't need no reverend or no doctor or no bishop. You're trained. And you go in with a mindset, do or die. That's it. So let me ask the question again today, because September the 24th of 2015, y'all write that date down. Your life as you know it will change on that date. Now, what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen physically. But what's going to happen spiritually? Let me make sure that we are all on the same page. Because on September the 24th of 2015, the first time in history, a sitting pope will visit and address the Congress of the United States of America. Now, I don't know if you guys know anything about the black popes. I don't know if you guys know anything about Revelation 12, and I don't know if you've read Revelation 17, verse 12, when it says that 10 horns, which thou sawest, are the 10 kings. I break this down in my book, The Western King, which has received no kingdom as of yet, but they have received power as kings. So how can a king be a king with no kingdom? How can a god be a god with no power? So the book of Revelation drops the gauntlet, and it says in the book of Revelation chapter 17 verse 13, Revelation 17 verse 13 says, these have one mind, and they shall give their power and their strength to the beast. Now let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you're a member of my organization and you can't read my mission statement on my website at Master Teacher 39 and you have never read it, I don't want you to be a part of my organization. The only way you get anything done is if you got one mind. Two heads can't lead a horse. If you married to somebody and y'all two can't agree, you might want to exit stage left. You're wasting your time. How did the devil take over this world? Revelation 17:12. Notice what it says at the Tower of Babel when the knuckleheads was building a tower up to God. And God said, if I don't come down and confuse their language, them fools will accomplish what they have set out. Why? Read 2 Kings, the story about the Tower of Babel. It says they have one language and they have one mind. See, it's something profound, brothers. It's something profound, sisters, when you make up your mind. All of heaven aligns to a made-up mind. You don't want to know why you're poor? You got too many minds. You want to know why you ain't got no religious? Why you are religious? Too many minds. You want any problem in your life, any problem. If you got a back itch, too many minds. Anytime you make up your mind, all of heaven comes alongside of you, or all of hell comes alongside of you to make you and to help you accomplish what you make up your mind. The devil knows it. That's why he would never, ever put a bunch of Negroes together in a room and see what happens. Them fools can't agree upon nothing. And I know because I am a Negro. You know how many black churches there are? Go to the black community, see how many black churches there are. You know how many billions of dollars go through the black church? Now I'm talking about black folks because I'm black. Same thing in the Caucasians. Same thing in Asians. It's not about race. It's about covenant. There is no covenant, brothers. I love what that movie where it says there is no pact between lions and men. See, I'm a lion. I don't make pacts with men. If a lion see what he wants, he go get it. He don't ask, please, can I? No. If a lion wants something, he go get it. So I humbly, respectfully submit to you, brothers and sisters, what should you be doing? You might want to build your ark. Now, this next series that starts on Monday is not for the weak of heart. That's why the price is a little bit more expensive, so that way the weak of heart, hopefully, you know, don't ante up to pay up the money to be a part of this organization. Because I'm going to tell you some stuff that I don't know if you're ready for it. You say, well, Doc, what do you mean? And well, now, everybody's heard about the papal bulls, right? So there are 10 ancient papal bloodlines. This is the secret black pope. It's called the High Jesuit Council. 10. Those are the 10 horns that it talks about in the book of Revelation. Now, I break all this down inside of my book, The Twin Christ. See, the Christ you got is the wrong one. Now, it's okay. You've been lied to. Thankfully, God looks on your heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. You say, well, Brother Will, okay, that sounds great, man, but I'm not impressed. Well, you see, one thing about the scriptures, Father, the Bible says he doesn't do anything unless he first reveals it to his prophets. Now, I don't consider myself no prophet, but I know a couple of them, so I hang out with them and I talk to them. And what they're telling me is that on September the 24th of 2015, the most important event in human history is going to take place. It's the first time that Pope, a.k.a. Pope Francis, will visit the United States of America. And he will address a joint session of Congress where he will speak on behalf of the American people. Okay, I did not elect the Pope to speak for me. But he's just going to assume, and our government will allow him. And that will fulfill Revelation 13, verse 11. Revelation 13, verse 11 says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. The government of these United States of America, we're supposed to be a Protestant country or nation. That's what they told me anyway. So why do we got a Catholic reformer addressing a Protestant country? You see, but there's a whole lot more, which I'll be breaking down in some later studies. But we must understand what we should be being, not doing, before we start doing something. So again, let me make sure that we talk, that we understand both scenarios. Number one, we're talking spiritually. Number two, we're talking physically or financially. There's two things that you should be doing. Now, again, I'm primarily talking to the members of my organization, but I don't care what organization you are. You might want to go find out, okay, let's say you're part of the military. Let's say you're in law enforcement. Let's say you're a cook. Maybe you're a zoologist. Whatever your occupation is, tomorrow morning you need to go to your job. You need to go to your company's website, and you need to find your company's mission statement. You need to read it. And if you don't agree with it, you need to quit. And you need to find a company whose mission statement you agree with it so you can have one mind. Otherwise, you will have double mind. You ever read the book of James, what it happens to a double mind? A man who has a double mind won't receive nothing. You know, it's better to drive on the left side of the road or the right side of the road, even if you're going the wrong way, than it is to drive down the middle of the road. If you drive down the middle of the road, you are guaranteed to get hit. Guaranteed. Now, if you drive down the wrong side, you might run head on to somebody. You might pick the lucky day when nobody is driving and you're going the wrong way, you reach your destination. Or you drive the right way and you reach your destination because you're going with traffic. But I guarantee you, if you are vacillating and you're not on the left or the right, you are lukewarm, according to the scriptures, you guaranteed to get spewed out or spit out of the Father's mouth. So when I wake up in the morning, this is what I do. Every member of my organization, when they wake up in the morning, they should do the same thing that I do. When I wake up in the morning, I have a mindset of doing purpose-based activities. If I ask myself one question every day, I start watching TV and I ask myself one question. Am I making money? Am I getting closer to God? So two questions, by the way. But the first question I ask, is this putting money in my pocket? If it's not, I'm not doing it. Second question, is this based upon my purpose? If it's not, I'm not doing it. Third question, is this taking me closer to God? If not, I'm not doing it. So every member of my organization should ask yourself the same questions. So specifically, you should be doing this. Everything on my website, again, you guys sell for wholesale. So everybody on my website should have already went to my website and read the link that says Earn While You Learn. You read a book, you should recommend that book to your friend. They say, yep, I want a copy of that book. You should buy that book from me at wholesale and sell it to them to resell. Everybody in my organization should be doing that. Everybody in my organization should already have a book written, or you should already have a working on a book. Everybody in my organization should already read the link on my website that says Earn While You Learn. Go to masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says Earn While You Learn. Nobody in my organization should have a financial problem. Nobody. Nobody in my organization should have a financial problem. Nobody. Nobody in my organization should have a financial problem. Nobody. If you do, that means you're not doing the steps. Because it's impossible, just like, again, I'm a member of Yahushua's organization. It is impossible, if I do what Yahushua says, for me to live a life. Because even when I fail, I win. Even when I lose, I win. All things work together for my good. So I designed my organization off of Yahushua's organization. So even when you lose, you win. Everybody in my organization, you should have already did Dear Canary reports for everybody in your family. You should say, Doc, I need a Dear Canary report done for my mother. Maybe you don't want to charge your mother. As you already know, you buy it from me wholesale, you sell it retail. So you buy a Dear Canary report from me wholesale, you sell it to your mom retail. Or maybe you want to give it to her wholesale. That's your profit. It's up to you. The point is, there's a system in place. Why reinvent the wheel when the wheel has already been invented? Everybody in my organization, you should already have your website up. You should already have your PayPal account. You should already have your Payloads account. You should already be a member of Ustream. You should already be on Fiverr.com. You should already have everything that I have set up. Because why? I have it inside of my course, 30 Steps in 30 Days, which you guys have already taken, right? And you've already implemented those 30 steps. So therefore, you're already duplicating and doing exactly what I'm doing. You're already doing blog talk shows and turning them into books, right? You're already talking to people, and you're already recommending products and services. And so instead of giving somebody something for free, therefore cursing them, you're giving them a fish. You're teaching them how to fish instead of giving them fish. Now, I can give you a book, but, you know, based upon spiritual law, to him that has more shall be given. To him that has not, the least that he has will be taken from him. The book says, give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. The amount that you give determines the amount that you receive. So I want you to be blessed. I require you to give me more. I don't give you more. You see, we've been taught the law in reverse. Let me make sure you understand spiritual law. I want to help you, but I unknowingly curse you. If I don't know one thing, I know this for a fact. I will put my life on this. Every time I try to help somebody, I end up hurting them. Every single time. There is not one time I've tried to help somebody that I didn't hurt them. Because I always try. I mean, this is my life path number. I'm a six. You know, we're cosmic parents. We are for the underdog. We want to save the world. And so I put myself in God's place. And God was like, excuse me. Same thing he told Lucifer. Yo, you already got a job. Your job is the anointed cherub that covers. I'm God. But see, I was like Lucifer. I was like, you know what? I want to be God. I want to save people. So that's what I went out. I went out and I tried to save people. I had love. I had compassion. I have good intentions. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I was on that road. Why? I was saved. I married people because I wanted to help them. Really? Who the hell told me I was God? Where did I get off thinking that I knew what somebody else needed? So I'm going to buy a book for you and give it to you. Why? I know what you need, right? I'm God. Man, y'all better stop playing. The only thing you can do for somebody is to point them in the direction of God, because you're not God. The only thing I can do for you is pray for you. The only thing I can do for you is to recommend products and services, because I know which products and services would be a benefit to you. But I can't, but I'm no longer. Now, I used to do this. This is how I know what I'm talking about. I used to do what a lot of people in my organization do. Because why? I loved everybody. I wanted to help everybody. But I didn't understand spiritual law. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage." So who set you free? Dr. Will Rogers. And Christ set you free. So you want to be free? Get in Christ. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office that was established by that person who has a particular place, so that way you can operate in your office. Christ did all of that. I ain't do nothing. So who am I to walk up to you and tell you what you need? I have no clue what you need. But I know who does. Christ. So I'm going to point you to Christ. Who's Christ? Well, you find Christ in the person, place, and the position. So I'm going to introduce you to the person of Yahushua. I'm going to take you to the place of his kingdom, which is in your brain, the king dome. The king must have dominion over your dome. Then I'm going to give you your position. I'm going to tell you what your purpose is based upon your DNA. Your DNA is your DBA. Your DNA is your divine nature applied. So I'm going to tell you how to apply your divine nature to override your sin nature. That's called a Dear Canary Report. That's why I do them. It's important, brothers and sisters. Now, after you do your after I give you a Dear Canary Report, I'm not going to tell you what to do, because it is by grace that you are saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. That was Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:9 says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." So it's not about works, it's by grace. And so it is this grace that has saved me. But see, we got to remember, there is one mediator between God and man. There is only one sacrifice for your sins. So I'm not your mediator, and I did not make any sacrifices for you. So you must draw nigh to God. You don't need me, because I'm not a mediator, to come between you and Christ. I cannot act as the mediator between you and Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people who want you to do that. They will say, and people ask me this all the time, "Doc, what should I do?" My reply, I don't know. I am not your mediator. Christ is. Thankfully, I know how to get you in contact with Christ. Number one, you need to have a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship with the Father through the Son. You got that? Okay, cool. We can talk. You need a Dear Canary Report. You say, "Well, Doc, why do I need a Dear Canary Report?" Well, you don't need it from me. You can get it from me. You can go on your knees and you can get it. You can get a Dear Canary Report from many different places. I am just one avenue by which to help you find Christ. That's the messianic office that furnishes the person in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That is the purpose of what I do. So everybody that's a member of my organization should be doing the exact same thing that I do every day. Every day I wake up, every person in the Eagles Club should do the exact same thing. Boom, I wake up in the morning. First thing I do is I do a blog talk. I get my notes ready for my blog talk show. If I'm not doing a blog talk show, that's great. That means I got more time to work on Dear Canary Reports. Oh, y'all not even promoting Dear Canary Reports. Why you don't promote it? Because you don't believe in it. See, we promote what we believe in. Oh, you don't even have a Dear Canary Report. You're not even on the team yet. Because, see, we do what we believe. You say, "Well, Doc, how do you know that?" Well, you know what? I just went out and bought a brand new car with no credit, no job, no nothing. How do I did it? How do I do it, brothers and sisters? How do I do it? I did it the same way I do everything. I believed in it. I put an image in my head. I got a picture on my phone from April the 21st of a 2015 Camaro. April the 21st, I put an image in my head of a 2015 Camaro. On May the 6th, I got the keys to a 2015 Camaro. The house I'm living in, big, huge, four-bedroom, three-bath, two-half-car garage, big backyard, jacuzzi, big, nice yard, okay? No credit, no money. I put an image in my head of the house I wanted. 30 days later, I'm in the house I wanted. I got divorced. I wrote down the image of what I wanted in a wife. Took a little longer than 30 days, but guess what? I got the wife that I wanted. Now, that's the problem. What if you write down the wrong thing? What if I got the Camaro and I actually wanted the Corvette? What if I got the Corvette and I actually wanted a Volkswagen Beetle? If you order the wrong thing, society says you're stuck with the wrong thing. And you reorder. Everybody tells me, if you make your bed, lie in it. Okay, that applies for you guys. Doesn't apply to me. Why? That's a lower level law. I usurp lower law with higher law, spiritual law. What does that mean? Simply means, brothers and sisters, find your niche and your purpose and be confident, be not arrogant, but have righteous indignation. In fact, do or die. Simplify. Always faithful. Do or die, brothers. It's time. Do or die. It is time for you to do it or die trying. Now, I just like 50 back in the day. He had the song, Get Rich or Die Trying. I changed it to Get Truth or Die Trying. So on January the 1st, 2009, that became my motto. Get Truth or Die Trying. And guess what? I got the truth, not a truth. So everybody else got versions of it, and I got the truth. So in conclusion, number one, get in a personal, private, productive relationship with God. Number two, you don't do nothing unless it's based on your purpose. And you get that from God, which is step one. Number three, you join an organization that's going to help you fulfill your purpose or you create your own. Before you can create your own system, you got to be a part of a system so you can learn the ropes. When you join an organization, you do exactly what the leader of that organization does. You don't go out and do your own thing. You can, you're going to fail miserably. Why would you be a part of an organization, and you don't even know the mission statement of that organization? So everybody that doesn't have my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, please email me at masterteacher33.com. I will send you another copy. If you are a dues-paying member of my organization, the Eagles Club, everybody that's a part of the Eagles Club that has not read my book, Dare to Be You, email me at masterteacher33.com so I can send you another copy. Why? How can you get a Dear Kinnear report and promote it and you don't even know what the hell it is? You don't even know the magnitude of it. So you just think it's just a book that tells you, you think it's a personality report. You don't even understand that it's a part of the Father placed inside of you. You got to read the book, Dare to Be You. Number three, you got to get your own Dear Kinnear report. After you get your Dear Kinnear report, you got to read it. You got to let it marinate. After you do that, you need to get the audio series 30 Steps in 30 Days. That's number four. Number five, then you start reading my 50 books. The same way you read the Bible, is the same way you read my stuff. Why? You're part of my organization. In those books, when you find a book that resonates with you, then you start teaching that book, meaning you start sharing it with your family and friends. You don't go give it to them. Because if you give it to them, you're cursing them. You're trying to help somebody, and they're going to turn and they're going to rend you. Now, you do know what that means, right? Oh, then maybe there's somebody listening who don't know what happens to people who give stuff away for free. This used to happen to me. It took me about 20 years to figure it out. See, I'm a little slow. I know you guys are sharper than me. The Bible says, it talks about casting your pearls among swine. The Bible says don't do that. Why? Why should we not cast our pearls among swine? The Bible says it this way in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, real quickly because we're just about out of time. Matthew 6, 5, and I'm closing with this. Matthew 6, 5, I'm sorry, 7, 5. Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet, and they will turn and tear you into pieces. I would go, and I'll put all of money on the fact that the problems you have in your life right now are because you're trying to help somebody and save somebody that don't want to be helped or don't want to be saved. So they are turning around and they are rending you. They are tearing you to pieces spiritually. Stop doing that. Stop casting. Stop giving what is holy to dogs. And don't throw your pearls before swine. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Build your ark. Focus on your own eye. Forget about the speck in your brother's eye. Build your ark. Join me Monday, 12 noon, as we start to build our ark. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in the church. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.